Blog Talk Radio.
Dyson's latest vacuum is the only one to use a laser. It's precisely angled to reveal invisible dust. The slim, fluffy Cleanhead's anti-static carbon fiber filaments pick up those microscopic particles. Suction is increased when needed, thanks to this special sensor, which counts each size and gives you scientific proof. It also comes with Dyson's pioneering technology, a high-torque cleaner head that automatically adjusts across different floors and dust amounts. 14 redesigned cyclones to maintain no loss of suction, the power of this hyperdimium motor, and 5-stage filtration capturing 99.99% of dust. For the most powerful deep clean, all around your home. Buy direct from the people who made it. Free delivery from Dyson.
Not allowed to stay. You have to evolve and never to play.
This is a product of Damon Network. This is the ONE Trent and Mike Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Rashad, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm really, really excited about this show tonight, you guys. You know, this is actually the last show of the year, so I'm really, 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 really excited. You know, just about my guests and the things that we're going to talk about. Those that want to follow me, my Facebook page is Ricardo Rashard, RICARDO, RICHARD. You guys can also follow me on Instagram with the same name, Ricardo Rashard. And those that don't know me, I have an amazing web series. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. We have 2 seasons on YouTube right now. And you could just put the subtitle, it's Bitter and Broken Web Series. But we have about 15 episodes out. And I just actually sat down with the editor and just slightly start work on season 3, which I'm really, really excited about. So please, you guys, check out the 2 of the amazing seasons. So my title of today is called What About Your Friends? Before I go in and, you know, start talking to the guest about friendship and everything and what it means to me, my guest that's coming on is actually one of my best friends in the whole wide world. But what I like to do or whatever, you know, before any show, I would definitely always want to give honor and praise to God, to Jesus, you know, for what he's done for me, you know. Jesus can be your ultimate friend, you know. I want to dedicate also this show into a family friend, more so like an aunt. Her name was Iseki. One of my mom's friends, she kind of lost her life the night before. So this show is just dedicated to her. And friendship just is so important. Like I said, God will never leave us. He'll never sell us. During this time, it's just so much unrest in the world, and it's just a lot going on. And I know that, you know, it may seem like God isn't in control, but he is, and he knows what's going on. He knows that people are losing faith. He knows that people are worried. You know, it's just a lot going on. You know, even when I look at my life or the things around me, in the world, I'm just like, God, where are you? But I remember the other day I was on Facebook and a word that came, and it was just, God hasn't forgotten about us. God wants us to turn from, you know, our ways, you get what I'm saying, our wicked ways, and just repent and turn to him, you know. Having a relationship with Christ is not going to say that everything is going to be perfect. It's not, but it's so much better. Life is so much better with God than without God. So I just want to let you know, God is always available to you. Jesus, he died for us. But we can't just, it's just more than just believing. It's about also, you know, calling on his name and seeking a relationship with him. So I just wanted to let anybody out there that ever feel hopeless or just going through anything, God is available at you. God is available at any given time, so choose God. So, now or whatever, I wanted to give a shout-out to Ren. Corinda, you know, like I said, this is one of my best friends, and I always like to, besides, of course, giving a word or whatever about Christ, I always like whenever any guests come on, I always want to give them their flowers. Corinda is my best friend. I've known her since I was about 13 years old. We've been in the choir. We had connected in 2009 in college, and we both was in a drama course. She was going to school and studying to be an actress. And I've always wanted to do acting, but I was afraid of doing it. And she, you know, was one of those people that was just inspiring me to do it. And she's, like I said, she's literally my best friend. I could call her, talk to her about anything. And it's so crazy, and I always tell her this, like, and I feel like it, you know, it can happen, but she's the only friend that I've ever had where we've literally never had an argument. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying we don't always agree on everything, but we've never had an argument, which is rare for me. You get what I mean? Me and my friends, we kind of go at it sometimes, but she's just a genuine person, a beautiful spirit, beautiful inside and outside, so... I just want to thank you, Corinda, for coming on.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So the title today or whatever is What About Your Friends? So basically, I'm gonna give a definition that I basically found or whatever. We'll just piggyback off of that. So I looked up the definition of friendship, and again, this is just a definition. You know, it's not the, you know, it's so many different other ways you could define friendship. But I looked it up, and it says friendship is the state of being, the quality or a state of being or absolute. So friendship to me, for me, is like kind of like your chosen family. And what I mean by that is it's like, you know, your family or whatever. You can't really pick your family. But I feel like with your friends are kind of, it's like your chosen family. Your friends, you can pick your friends. You can choose who you want in and out of your life. So that's why I always say friends are your chosen family. So I was watching this. You remember the play, the Tyler Perry play, Corinda, Madea Goes to Jail?
Yes.
All right, so in the play or whatever, Tyler Perry was just sitting with the guy. I don't remember the character name, but it was Christian Keys or whatever. He was just basically telling him about how the guy was upset about his relationship not working out. And he was just basically saying that he put people in the form of a tree, right? Like mm-hmm. relationships, friendship. And those are, so I put explain the tree. So we got the root, we got the leaves, and we got the branches. So leaves, I said leaves will wither away as the season changes. So basically, somebody could come in your life or whatever, or somebody could have been in your life for a very, very, very long time. And you could just, you know, whether you could, you know, started a friendship from work or just whatever, you know what I mean, however a relationship could form. And you could really, really think somebody's your friend, and then as the seasons change, you know, they wither away. You get what I'm saying? Like, and then I also said the branches. I said branches, they break off in tough situations, and sometimes you put lifetime expectations on those friendships. So basically, I say a branch is something that it's kind of a little sturdy a little bit, but when things get hard, they break off. So somebody could have been in your life for about 10 years and you swear up and down like, this is my friend. You get what I'm saying? Like, through thick and thin, they always going to be there. And then when a tough situation happens in your life, they break off. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said they snap.
Yeah, they snap. You get what I'm saying? So, but that's what I was saying about. Sometimes you put in these lifetime expectations on branches. You get what I'm saying? Because I had people in my life, I ain't even going to stunt to you, Corinda, I don't, and you could, you know, answer and say if it's in any branches in your life, but I've had people in my life where I'm like, yo, that's my bro, like, where some stuff then went down, you feel me, and I'm defending these people, like, they would never do that to me.
You think they're near your roots.
Yeah, I'm thinking they my roots, you feel me, and they was branches, you get what I mean, so I'm just thinking, like, really defending people like, nah, they ain't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't, this person not like that, like defending them. So when truth came out about certain situations, my mind blown away because I'm like, yo, I done came up with these people. You get what I'm saying? I done known these people since I've been a teenager. So to understand that when different seasons came, and I had these lifetime expectations on these branches, you know, I was pleasantly surprised because I thought these were roots. So then you have the roots. People ain't going nowhere. This is a lifetime commitment. Corinda would be, she's somebody in my life to me that's a root. She, the friendship that I have with her, you feel me, is just like, I know this friendship is not going to go nowhere. You feel me? Our friendship been battle tested and all of that and have gone through the fire. And I know for a fact, like, you know, for me, you being my root is like two people deciding to never give up on each other. It's almost like a marriage, but without, like, basically being in a relationship. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've been there, you know what I'm saying, and her relationship just to be there, she been in there, you know, and my relationship just to be there and just always be an ear and always be there to tell me things sometimes when I ain't even want to hear it. You get what I'm saying? And that to me is what an example of what true friendship is. You get what I'm saying? Like, so what would you describe, like, have you ever had any leaves, branches, or any roots in your life, Corinda?
Yes, I had all of that. You know, there were seasons where I had some friends that I considered them to be my root, the root of my life. You know, I would give any and everything for. I would stop immediately what I'm doing just to help them if I see them in need. you know, always lending out a helping hand. But then when it was time to return the favor, they blew away like the leaves. So I wouldn't even consider them bridges. I would consider them the leaves because they weren't so sturdy at all. I was giving them more credit than what they deserved.
Exactly.
And I didn't look at it, you know, I didn't evaluate our relationship correctly because I felt like I'm doing all of this is because I love this person so much. I pour so much into this person. I'm willing to help them in any and everything that they need, you know, and I definitely expect the same. I know sometimes, you know, you may not always be available for your friends, and that's fine. But all the time when you really need them, and I rarely call on my friends unless I need them, you know. So if you can never be there for me, then it's not, you know, it's not an equal friendship, and we're not reciprocating anything.
Right.
You know, you're just taking and taking and taking from me. And if you're draining me out of my water, then I have nothing to stand on.
Exactly, exactly. And let me just say this, like, in a time where everybody, people coming up, people, instead of people loving each other, people using each other, people faking and acting like they love each other, and we're not just talking about friendships and just a non-platonic friendship, we're talking about friendships as in relationships, we're talking about friendships and marriages, we're talking about friendships with your brother, friendship with your sister, like all around friendships. I'm not just talking about just a basic friendship, because I feel like you should have a friendship. Like, my sister coming up was like my best friend, you feel me? So I also believe you should be able to have a friendship or a relationship with your brother, with your sister, with your mom and your dad. So when I'm talking about leaves and branches and roots, sometimes some people might feel like their mom and dad ain't a root. They might feel like mom and dad is a branch, or they might feel, yo, my brother, even though that's my blood. You get what I'm saying? So I just also want to put out there, when I'm explaining about friendships, I'm also, it's like talking about relationships as well. You get what I'm saying? Because not only in friendships, it could be leaves, branches, and roots. These things are also connected, like I said, to family, brothers, sisters, members of your church. Anywhere you look at, do you have leaves, branches, or roots in your life? And again, sometimes you may think people are branches in your life, and then life really happens, sickness, death, all these different things. And I've learned a lot in these last couple months with my brother getting killed, my grandma dying, my stepmom now being sick. You really, really see, you get what I'm saying, like, who's really, really there, you know? And to me, I understand wholeheartedly, people got life going on, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not expecting nobody to you know, always be there. Of course not. You get what I'm saying? Because everybody got life. But overall, just a phone call, like me and you, we don't see each other every day. But every now and then, we, you know, we talk on the phone, we reach out, yo, you good, Corinda? Yeah, Richard, you good? Da-da-da-da. And we make time, because I recognize, are your friendships, are your relationships, are people priorities, or are they options?
Yes.
Because if somebody's a priority in your life, you're going to make sure you put them in a certain category. But if a person is an option, and you know what I realize? Sometimes even in friendships, current to life, you'll have people that's down with you. And as soon as people get a relationship, and don't get me wrong, your marriage, of course, is supposed to be close. I'm saying, like, people will get in a relationship with somebody they know for a week, and then it's just like they putting them over everybody, like this is their husband or their wife. And it's just so important to always have balance. Why is it important? Like, and let me also say this before I get to my next question. I feel like, Corinne, that during this time where we're losing people, you know, when I was here in Philly, I think it was last time I checked, Corinne, there was like 503 murders in Trenton. I mean, and not in Trenton, in Philly. 503 murders. So Philly is just hot right now. I'm from my East Trenton. Me and Corinne are from Trenton. And there's so many people killing each other in Trenton. You get what I'm saying? It's just hot. And it's just so much, like I said, unrest in the world, so much stuff with the COVID mandates. It's just so much happening in the world, you know? And what I recognize with just, every time I feel like I'm looking up sometimes, I'm getting a call saying somebody passed away. And I was at church a couple of weeks ago, and there was a woman that came there, was preaching and was talking about how she was basically on her deathbed. And one thing that this situation, even what COVID had taught her, was the importance of real relationships.
Yes.
And the one thing about it is now we don't know how much time we got on this earth. You get what I'm saying? And one of my first shows, I talk about reconciliation. I talk about the importance of forgiveness. And me going to see, me going to the young lady of the mother who passed away, her daughter, and people being around. And my sister was like, yo, Richard, get up. Let's pray. And we prayed. And I'm like, yo, this stuff is starting to, I'm starting to be so numb because so many people are losing their lives. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm always urging people, forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. It doesn't always mean reconciliation, but set yourself free. All right? Yeah. So, all right, let's get down to some another thing. What is important in friendship? If you are a friend, you have trust, equality, compassion, honesty, independence, right? Yeah. And you already have the foundation of a strong and healthy relationship. Even though it can be hard to recognize when a friendship is weak in some areas, it is always possible to improve yourself and your relationship with a friend. All right.
Yeah. I agree.
So do you think, okay, so do you think men and female can just be, like, just friends?
I do.
Like, why do you think that? Because some people would be like, nah, like, you feel me? Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I believe it
depends on the mentality of the person, and what their end goal is in the relationship.
Yeah.
If you seek a friendship, then I believe you can get a friendship without being, you know, sexual with the partner. I've experienced it with you. I've experienced with another friend of mine, and these are my best friendships that I have.
Right.
And because we don't see each other in that manner, and we don't want anything from each other but just pure natural love. That's all. We just want to give each other love that we've all been missing, you know. And we can be real with each other in situations. If we have problems, we can talk to each other about anything. And we can give honest opinions. That's the type of friendship that I love. You know, all the other friendships where some people have to hold back what they say to their friend because their friend might be offended or they may lose their friendship with that person. And then you have to ask yourself, is that really a friendship? If you can't be
friends. No, I feel like.
Is that?
No, and I want to say, too, like, and I'm not, I mean, you already know, like, you're a beautiful girl, you feel what I'm saying? So, like, don't get it twisted, you're a beautiful woman, so it's not like, you feel me, you coming in there looking like Shanae or something, so it's, like, difficult to be like, oh, nah, you're a beautiful girl, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the friendship, I do believe, Melon, like you said, the intentions, you get what I'm saying? Like, going into a situation, I feel like when it comes to male and female or whatever, it's possible. It's definitely, definitely possible. And this is another thing and that you hit on. Like, I feel like with me, I could be very complex. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that in friendships or whatever, you should be able to tell your friend, like, the truth. And I feel like, just me personally, I don't know how everybody else look at it, but if you're my friend, like, you should be able to tell me about myself. Good, black, or ugly, don't agree with me. If I'm wrong, pull me aside. Like, yo, you wrong, bro. You was wrong. You feel me? Like,
it's okay to check one another because we know that we're doing it in love.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And sometimes you don't always get that. And that's what I'm saying. It's got to be real. You get what I'm saying? It's definitely got to be real. Definitely.
Say if you have a, you know, so-called friend, and you do check your friend, they may have ill feelings that you may not know that they're feeling towards you, and by you saying it, it's going to come off wrong. They're going to receive it wrong because they have feelings that, you know, negative feelings towards you already.
Exactly.
And not every friend that you have wants to be your friend. They just want to get close to you. So so they won't lose you. It's so they can keep track on you.
Dang, we got to pick up that when we come back.
To decipher who is a friend and who's not a friend, who's the leaf, who's the branch, and who's the root. You have to learn to decipher and put people in their proper category.
Yes, thank you so much. Hold it right there, Corinda. Track next by International Internet Ready Hall of Fame, his jockey, Brother O. Talking about friendships and also slash relationships and all of those things. Corinda, you know, like I said, with friendships or whatever, and we talk about relationships and all of that type of stuff, when does it come to the point where you feel like whether it's a friendship or relationship, whether it's a relationship with your mom, your dad, when do you feel like basically when you start seeing that it, like, do you feel like it's like, do you feel like it's important to hold on to relationships with your family if it's too toxic? And the reason why I say that is because sometimes when you're in toxic situations, sometimes you're not always self-aware that it's toxic. Like, some people might be able to look in a situation and be like, bro, that's toxic. Some people might be like, well, that's just how my family is. Like, that's just how Uncle Junju is. You know, every weekend he be drunk that's how I was used to, you know, my mom or my dad yelling at me, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we don't always know we're in toxic situations, but, like, how important do you think it is to remove yourself from toxic situations, whether you recognize it or don't?
Right, great question. I believe that it's very important to remove yourself from toxicity when you notice it. When you don't notice it, of course, you know, either someone can identify it and make you aware of it, or eventually you can get, you know, you'll start to notice it, but you may not notice it right away. But I believe it's very important to stay away from it because it affects everything about you. It rubs off on you. It affects the way you think, the way you talk, the way you act. It affects you slowing you down from your goals, your dreams. And then not only that, it affects those that's around you because it rubs off on them. So it's a negative person rubbing off on you and you rubbing it off on those you love. So it can be very detrimental. So it's very important once you recognize it or someone may identify it for you, whichever one comes first, you need to remove yourself if you don't want to be a part of that equation that's going downhill.
And you know what's so deep, like real, real talk, though? Like, I recognize, like, what happens when you start doing some self-reflection on self and you realize, like, you are the problem. You are the toxic one as well. You get what I mean? And I think that just becomes, like, a real person that's really self-aware and they start noticing, like, yo, what if I'm also being toxic? And what if I'm the problem?
And you're attracting the toxicity as well. That can very much so be. But my thing with that is everyone has toxic traits. It's just like you said, it's just identifying them and being aware of them so we can stay away and we can strengthen our other traits that will make us, you know, recognize it immediately and not want to be around it or not even act in that manner.
And you know what I realized, too, like, it's so important. And me and you were just talking the other day about the bad relationships we was in. And we were just talking about sometimes when you're in wrong relationships with people that you are not aligned with or they're not supposed to be with. And, again, we're talking about these branches, these leaves, and these roots. And, again, it's not just dependent upon on just a simple friendship. It could be any type of relationship. A lot of times you be in these situations and people bring out the worst in you. Again, we're taking the power, we're taking ownership, we're saying we're behaving in a certain way, but a lot of times when you're aligning yourself with toxic people, a lot of times they don't bring, you know, the best version of you out, you know? And that's why it's so important. I realized, like, when I was younger, Corinthia, and I was having fun and turning up, wasn't trying to live nothing about no God or none of that. You feel me? Like, I believed in God, but I'm like, listen, I'm still going to go out. I'm still going to go have fun. I'm still going to do me. You get what I'm saying? And that's just that. And I had so many friends. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, when it's time. Again, it wasn't really friends. I look back and be like, oh, that was just leaves. You get what I'm saying? But yes. I had so many people to turn up with, pop bottles with, do all of those things. But the moment I decided, all right, God, you feel me? All right, I hear you calling me like, all right, I got to get my life back together. I got to, you know, I want to live for you. And it was hard. I started seeing people falling apart that I thought that was, again, rude. You get what I'm saying? And some people, I ain't even going to lie to you, like, Corinda. Some people I thought was at least a branch. You feel me? I'm like, all right, maybe they ain't really probably the root, or maybe ain't a leaf, but maybe they at least a branch. So when I found out people that I'm like, yo, these is my A1s, wasn't even like a branch, probably was not even a leaf. You know, it was very, very shocking because when you're on a road to self-destruction, you get what I'm saying, or you're on a road to just being unproductive, or just, I don't know, like, You're not just living to your best ability. People are always a co-sign to your foolishness. You get what I'm saying? People are always, you always have somebody down, you know, in a gutter with you. But when you decide, yo, I want to live different. I want to be better. I want to be better for when I have kids. I want to do something different. I want to break generational curses. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I know for me, like, you know, and I do this on Ms. Chichilla's show when she talk about black men being incarcerated. I know how difficult it is for me to be a black man, you know what I'm saying, in society, me working, me being profiled when I get pulled over, me, you know, and I you probably know how it is even being a black woman. Sometimes you in a store or whatever, and you know, people don't know, you're, I guess, biracial, but you consider yourself a black woman. But, you know, they don't see, oh, she's Latin and black. They're going to see that you're a light-skinned black woman. You get what I mean? So it's just like you're in the stores and people following you and just all of these different things. You get what I'm saying? That makes it tough or whatever. So I don't know where I was going at with that. I don't know where that came from. But I think I was just trying to tie everything back into just basically what I was saying about people, you know, when you're down or whatever, you'll have people to co-sign with that stuff. But when you deciding to change and you want to do better, you know, again, you realize that you didn't really have the roots in your life that you always thought you did. How important is honesty in a friendship? Now, I think we already kind of covered that. Like, we talked about honesty. How important is it for your friend to know, like, your family, your children? Like, how important is that to incorporate them, like, into that?
I believe that that is also in the top percentage of importance, because if you know, basically your friendship is like, you know, your chosen family. So, of course, you know, you're going to want them to get together eventually, or if they want to plan something for you without, you know, a surprise, how would they do that if they're not closest to the ones that you're close to or your family? How can they reach out? You know, so I want my chosen family to love my family just like I do, and I want my family to love my chosen family just like I do. So it's an even slate, like, you know, with the both of them. I don't put no one over the other. I go off of how I'm treated, you know, and that's how I react. Blood has nothing to do with it, with my relationships, you know, because I even have a blood relative that I don't really deal with, and I deal with my children's family more than I deal with them because of that person's toxicity.
Exactly.
You know, so to be honest, you know, I think it is important to a certain extent, but it's not necessary. But as far as in, like, for, I'm going to say, use myself for example, but me and my immediate family with my children, oh, yes, I want my children's family to be very comfortable with my children and vice versa. I want my children to be very comfortable with my children's family. And if that's a problem, then I'm going to get down to the problem to resolve it.
Absolutely. I want to say the next thing, we're about to have a track or whatever, but the next thing I want you to think about is how important is it to set boundaries in a friendship? Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, Brother O.
gonna tell the world that I love you. Oh, some people probably say I'm crazy, but I don't mind being a fool for you.
One of the questions was, how important it is to set boundaries in any type of relationship? How important it is, do you think it is, boundaries?
Boundaries are needed for relationships. Boundaries are needed because that person or anyone you may come in contact with don't know your limits. So there are certain things, everybody has certain things that you don't like, you know, and how would they know if you don't tell them? So when you first meet someone, whether it's the first conversation or the second conversation, when you get to know one another, that's your time to set your boundaries rather than wait until later on in the friendship mm-hmm. or relationship, setting your boundaries when you already accepted so much before then. So it confuses the other person. So it's best to set your boundaries in the beginning of meeting, you know, someone, so that way you can be clear and precise on what it is you will and will not accept in your life and what it is you're looking for in a friendship or a relationship, so that it's clear. It's better to be clear and precise than to be mumble-jumble and guessing, because that leaves room for mistakes and issues to occur.
Absolutely. And I think if you have boundaries, I think that you should stick to them, because once those boundaries are violated and you go back on your word, then people feel like, oh, they can keep violating your boundaries. So I would say anybody that's out there, stick to your boundaries, stick to your morals, your values, because once you go back on that, people are always going to feel like, you know, they could violate them. I can say for me, I used to always be so willing to give money. You get what I'm saying? Like, constantly. Like, whatever somebody need me, I will be there. It didn't matter. You get what I mean? Now that as I get older, I realize that I might have to, you know, create a boundary, because what's happening is a lot of times you loan out money to people, and then people, they think, oh, you're a nice person, oh, Richard will let me, and then they don't feel like they should pay you back. And then sometimes I used to think in my mind, people should just automatically know, right? Like, they should know, they should have to pay you back. You get what I'm saying? But a lot of times, if you don't, it always sounds crazy to me, if you don't tell somebody, like, hey, I want my money back, even though they called you to ask for the money, sometimes people feel like, oh, well, you ain't calling asking for it, even though they know, you know, they should pay you back, then, oh, they ain't thinking about it. So I realized, even as a situation, just using it as an example, like, sometimes you got to create that boundary, like, hey, you know, I loaned you money, so I'm going to need that money back. Or me, I'm the type of person, if I loan you money or whatever and I don't get it back or whatever, like, it is probably, like, silly of me sometimes. If a person really needs it again, I'll do it again. But what I'm seeing now is nipping that in the bud. Like, I'm the type of person, if I loan you money, and you don't give it back, where I'm at now, I'm not calling you to ask you for that money back. It's just like, where I'm at now, just know, like, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to be able to get that off. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, when you really need me, I'm not going to be able to be there for you, because when I was there, you know what I mean, you done crossed the boundary, you yeah. know? So I'm not that type of person that's calling nobody. I don't care if it's $100, $200, $300. I'm not that type of person to be blowing up nobody's phone, you know, like, yo, I need my money. And it's just like, listen, bro, you can keep that. And when you need it another time, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to be there for you. You get what I'm saying? Because you're crossing the boundary. So that's just how I feel about it. Have you ever experienced one-sided friendship?
Great question. Yes. Let me think of one. There was a friendship where, okay, you know, again, I'm considering this person a root in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically giving someone too much credit that they didn't deserve. And I was always giving. And finally, when I took time to evaluate our friendship, I noticed that I was the giver and the other person was the taker. And even when I would need, you know, they wouldn't even offer to be there, even if it was just to listen. You know, to me talk and ramble on to get my feelings out. And I noticed that that's not healthy, especially for me, because that angers me, frustrates me. I don't want those feelings, you know. So I realized I had to get rid of that quick.
Absolutely. Like, and it's real. Like, it's really real. I definitely could say, you know, I've had a lot of one-sided friendships. And, it just, you know, you live and you learn and you grow. And I think the goal, the objective in those one-sided relationships or friendships or whatever it is, it's for you to learn. It's for you to grow. You know, it's for you to, you know, to grow from those things. I don't think it's for you to take that and keep going through the same blessing. You know, hopefully, ultimately, you grow from them situations. And, again, you recognize the leaf from the branch and the branch from the root. Caller one is in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie, calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm doing good. We're just, you know, talking about friendships and you know, the importance of them.
So, I'd like to say hello to your guests first and foremost. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. Nice meeting you.
You too. So Ricardo and I are personal friends. We're from the same pretty much town, actually.
Yes.
Sure.
So I want to say something. I want to comment. Yeah, I want to say something about this. Because I'm a lot older than he is, and I don't know how old you are, but I'm 60 years old, and I want to say something. Back in the day, and I'm not so old, it's not that I feel that, but I feel, based on what's going on today with the younger generation, I feel so much older. It's even hard sometimes having conversations with young people. Their values, their morals, their thought process are just so different than when I grew up. So
agree.
A family member of mine is going through something horrendous based on a couple friends that she thought were her friends. And I mean, I think a demonic situation here. And we had such pride in our friendships back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had your back. And I'm not saying there weren't exceptions. Of course there were. But for the most part, as a whole, we grew up respecting each other and respecting our friendships and respecting our relationships.
Yes.
It's so not like that anymore. And I mean, I just wish people could value other people. You know, I mean, I value people. And Ricardo knows me, you know. My yes is my yes. My no is my no. And I'll tell you if it's no. I'm not going to pretend.
Right.
I'm not going to be someone I'm not. And it's so hard going through what I'm going through right now with a family member, watching this insanity and thinking, how is this stuff even possible today? So things are just so different. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to what they were.
Yes.
People need to value each other.
Yes, definitely. So true. Wow.
Because, you know, one thing I noticed, people are valuing material things more than human life itself.
Right. Right.
Definitely.
So sad, right?
Yeah, and people are out. And like you said, Jerry, like, your friendship to me means everything. And you've always been super genuine. I'll call you and be like, Jerry, you know, just really, like, you know what's really going on. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know the real me. And you've seen me grow, you know, in these last couple of years. And I'm always so grateful for your friendship. And you're like family,
you
know. So I love you too. And I value your friendship and I value your opinion. And it's just so unfortunate, you know, and that's why I always say, like, the type of friendship, you know, that you have and who you are is like a unicorn. It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because there's not really a lot of people out here that are really, like, they say who they really are, that just really, like, want the best for you. Like, you never really wanted nothing from me, you know, just the best for me, and I appreciate that. You get what I mean? So, so much. And I wish that, like, I think about back in the day, Corinda and Jerry, like, even these kids. I was talking to a teacher recently who I went to school with, and I saw her in church, and I was just thanking her, you know, when I was a kid, just telling me about God and just being there for me. Even when I was going through it in my teenager years, you know, it takes a village. And she was just, you know, thanking me back and everything. And she was just saying, like, you know, now that she's still in Trenton High and everything, she's like, Richard, these kids are so different from you guys. They're so angry.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's just so sad. Like, you know, back in the day or whatever, like, the neighbor, you know, they could tell you, you know, like, if you don't get in the house or whatever, or I'm going to, you know, get with you. Like, now you can't talk to nobody else's kids. You don't know if the kid going to pop the older person. You get what I'm saying? Or beat down the grandma. Or, like, it's just so sad nowadays. It's so different.
Yeah. I lived in New York, and brother, I would say I'm a fraud. So, but I grew up in a neighborhood. And I grew up with all our neighbors watching out for all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they were allowed to whack our butts. And thank God for that. You know,
amen.
I mean, it's just so different today and sad for me.
Yeah, it's sad for me seeing these babies. Even like, and I say this too, before we get to the next track, even as a preschool teacher and seeing the kids at 3 and 4 years old, and I'm like, oh my God, these kids, they're angry. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's like to see where it starts at, like, and see the kids, the conversations that they have and the things that they're seeing, you know, on a daily basis at home, it's just like,
you know what? I
want to
say something real quick. But I want to say something to you, Ricardo, before the track, because you mentioned school. I used to run the food. I used to try to bring healthy foods into the Robbinsville School District years ago. I worked there. And I would go to each of the different schools. And in the grammar school, the little kids loved me. They would run up to me, Miss Jerry, and I would hug them all. Do you know they wanted to bring me up on charges for hugging the kids? Do you know that every parent – yeah, listen to this. Every parent wrote a letter and said, Miss Jerry can hug my kids anytime. I went into that hearing, and I said, here's all the letters, and they said, everything's dropped. I said, thank you, and I quit, and I walked out. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything. It was really nice talking to you guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
To walk away from that toxicity.
Yes.
And that thinking.
Thinking. I love that. Thinking. Thank you, Jerry, so much. All right, is the track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey Brother O.
Mm-hmm. dream achieve. I snore when I go to sleep. The little bit of nothing I have left, I struggle and try to keep. Your friends may all be, you can name a million things I'll never be. You feel like flying, feel free, know that you can do better than me. Material things don't mean much to me. A good father, husband, and a working man is sometimes so much to me. And all the bills are due, I can't afford to buy you nothing new. And we don't talk like we used to, I know that love is hard on you. But you know
are back. Corinda, I was just thinking about what Jerry was saying and what I thought was kind of very, very unfortunate when she talked about how just hugging the kids, how basically, you know, she always had charges filed against her. I thought that stuff is crazy to me. You get what I mean? I would say, I would hear always people would say, like studies showing, like even with babies, they had the most healthiest babies, you know, eating the healthiest foods, and babies dying without that touch and affection and that love, and how important it is for us to have that, you know, that love, you know, genuine love, you know. So, wow, that's unfortunate. And I do miss the time, like, just, you know, you go in and, you know, the street light was on and it was safe to go outside.
Yes.
You get what I mean? Like, I just, you know, you had the after-school programs. You had community. I don't feel like we have that, like, in these neighborhoods. You're growing up with people, and people that are growing up with each other from the sandbox, you know, you find out people killing each other that they know all their life. Like, it's just a lot going on, you get what I'm saying, in the world. And like I said, it goes back to we were talking about friendship and honesty, integrity and trust, and everybody that you may call friends really isn't your friend. And like you were saying, some people might get next to you because they may benefit. You get what I mean? They may benefit something from the friendship.
But
you get what I mean?
They're not going to get far if your friendship is not true.
It's not real. And that's why I said for me personally, I thought I had a root. And then I had to realize, like, let me tell you, even in friendship, Corinda, you could attest to this. You people don't understand, and I never understood it because I used to be like, jealousy, like people sometimes have envy and jealousy of you, and you won't even know why. You know, for me, I just like, I'm just living my regular life. You get what I mean? And people that you low-key thinking, you know, no, this is my friend, or this is my sister, or this is my brother, you know, and this is my whoever, and low-key can be envious of you, which to me, I've never really could fully understand it because, you know, if you're healthy and you have a right mind, sound mind, everybody could go out there and get it, you know, and I mean this in the most positive way, could go out there and get it, and you can have the life that you want. So I never could understand how the closest people to you can be the ones that stab you in the back.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Because they use the information that they learn over time, they use it against you because they was plotting. You know, when someone is plotting, they doesn't necessarily have to take immediate action. It may happen over time, but as long as they get their end goal, that's their point of getting their end goal, they're satisfied. So some people want the satisfaction to be perfect, so they sit and they study you. And they learn more about you so they can execute it properly.
And you know what's so crazy? I was just telling my teacher that I work with, my co-teacher, I said it's so crazy because in a friendship and in a relationship or whatever it is, like when you first meeting somebody, people are only showing you their representative. You get what I'm saying? They're only showing you the best version of themselves, but eventually it's almost like acting. You get what I mean? And eventually, the person has to show who they truly are. Like, people can only fake it for so long. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And eventually, because I see so many times people be in toxic relationships or you see people in domestic violence relationships, all these relationships, and then people look up and be like, how I get here? And a lot of times from that, people that's looking on the outside looking in, they're like, yo, they stupid. How could you be with somebody that cheat on you? How can you be with somebody that beat on you? How can you be with somebody that steal from you? How can you be with somebody that do X, Y, and Z? And a lot of times people don't understand that when you meet somebody, that's not always the person that you wind up being with. Like people, like you said, like literally like how you study for an exam, people will literally study you.
Yeah.
They'll literally study you. So a lot of times when people start delivering, you'll think they're being genuine, but nah, they just heard, you know, the conversation, like, you know, that you might say, oh, when this person did this, or I wish a friend, you know, would, you know, sent me flowers, I wish somebody would be there, so people study you. So it's almost kind of like they build you up to break you down.
Yes, perfect analogy, yes.
Build you up to break you down, so... I just, like I said, just to go back to the whole root analogy, like, really, really take your time in friendships, relationships, whatever it is, because, like I said, when you're down and out and you're doing, you know, living any kind of way, everybody want to be your friend. You get what I'm saying? But when you decide that you want to live on purpose, for purpose, by purpose, you know, people switch up on you.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just so, so important. And I truly, as I've gotten older, I value friendship. You get what I'm saying? And it's just very, very important, you know, who I let in my circle. All right. Caller 2, who are you and where are you calling from?
How are you doing tonight, Ricardo? This is Antonio Bad.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? You know, not to sound unfriendly, Ricardo, but to be realistic about, you know, supporting what you and your co-host was talking about people breaking you down just so they could build you up. If people engage in so much of that type of behavior that they don't have anything better to do than to turn their world around, they may want to take a long, hard look at themselves and realize that their life is miserable. That's why they can take up so much of the time that they do to do just what you all were talking about. And I just wanted to say regarding what Terry was saying about the kids and whatever, and the environment she worked in, you know, yes, there are times when people will pick and prod at you in order to try to make your life unhappy, especially when it comes to popularity amongst the little ones and what have you. But what it is, unfortunately, I have to play the role of what they consider, well, not the devil, of course, but the devil's advocate, as you're saying, is what you imply. You have to see both sides of the coin and hope that you come up with the best answer. You know, this day and age, with there being so many traumatic things that have happened to children, some people either are interested in stretching the truth just to make maybe a particular adult or another child's life miserable. But then again, they do have to institute a law to a certain degree sometimes, not necessarily on something that goes against her, but because there have been people who maybe have done some very vile things to some children, which gave them the excuse to have to create a law for that purpose, or, you know, look at that fellow like Pedestine or whatever, and he had to utilize that woman, so they say, in order to be able to acquire the girls to come into his fold and the things that happened over the years. So some people say, well, that's paranoia, just making the system do that, but because people like him and that woman had seemed to create such a negative thing, they'll use that to say, well, we have to start maybe creating some boundaries, you know. But, you know, realistically, there are some people within certain maybe school systems or whatever, they know that certain people will not do anything to the children. But, you know, you do have those miserable people who would not like to see things happy and end on a very positive note at the end of the day. So it's like a pro and con to the whole matter that everybody has to understand sometimes why the system may be justified based on that fellow who died in a jail cell recently doing what he had done. And then again, there are other people who are just good, loving people. So, you know, having had worked with children myself in between jobs, I really can say you can still be kind to a child, but instead of, like, maybe the child come up, running up to you in the front and you're used to being greeted, just hold them to the side, you know. I heard that Santa Claus and Macy's, or one of these shows, I'm not sure which store it was, but it was on television, one of the rules that they're going to have this year is that the children can sit down on a stoop right next to Santa if they're of a certain age on down. He can still hold the baby, you know, when you take them to be take a picture with them. Or how is it? It's another way they allow a certain way of Santa Claus to come in contact with the children so no one would sit around and, you know, say, oh, Santa Claus must be a dirty old man up underneath those clothing that he had, you know. So as time goes on, this is the way things are changing, and it's for a reason. Sometimes it's not good on the behalf of the establishment. Sometimes maybe it's justified. So, and the kids changing these days, you know what, really, they're not really as much as different, contrary to what we think is what they used to be to a certain point. For example, we had, like, loud music at one point, but we didn't realize that we started to like to mellow out with some music sometimes. And they like loud music. Eventually, they're going to come to the same level that we are now. But with the music being a little different, maybe it'll be certain music that they don't mind being loud once in a while, but not to the degree that they are when they're youngsters. Just want to throw that in there. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was some knowledge right there you dropped on us. You dropped on us some nuggets. Thank you so much for that. Caller 3, who are you or where are you calling from?
Hey, Ricardo, how are you? This is Chinchilla J. How are you tonight?
Hello.
I miss you. I miss you yesterday.
I wound up dozing off a little early last night, too, so I definitely going to call you next Sunday.
Okay. Hello to your guest, Ms. Corinda. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am fine. I just want to chime in. And I wanted to, like, talk about her, Jerry talking and Antonia, the things they were saying. It just brought to my mind, like, today, in today's world, it's just so hard to trust people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, to actually have a true friend. Like, so I also want to know, are real friends out there? Are real people, do they even exist anymore? Because so many people are just so fake and phony, and, you know, they'll laugh in your face and talk behind your back. And although that's been going on forever, you know, but now it's like it's even more so today where it's just too many people. They're not being themselves today. It's so hard to, I've always had a problem with, like, confiding in other people anyway, because at a young age, I found out, you know, okay, you tell people something, the next thing, you know, you hear it all over the place. And you thought that you were talking to a friend. And then so you get that rude awakening, like, wow, I just poured my heart out and just told them everything. And now everybody else knows everything. I don't know them. And so that, like, really, I guess, affected me as I grew older because I don't, like, trust nobody. I don't really confide in people. It's very rare when I find someone I can, like, really talk to freely and, you know, without it going anyplace else. So I just don't bother just to, you know, make sure that nothing that happened in the past happens again. Now, I don't know if that's a good or bad way to be, but I'm very cautious about who I talk to. And as you were saying, you know, and as everyone else has said, even within your own family, you can't really talk to people in your family either because a lot of times they're the ones that jealous of you more so than other people too. And that's a really sad thing because you would think a family member is happy for you and really excited when good things happen for you. But a lot of them become jealous and envious because of your success and they're not that successful. And then there are those that are just jealous of people. People may not even be successful, but people are just jealous of those people without a cause or hating people without a cause or basing their opinion of people is based on others' opinions or maybe a lie that they heard instead of really getting to know that person for that person instead of basing it on everything you heard about someone. So it's just so many issues today. And today's society is just so sad. And I always like to say, you know, what the world needs is love. If we just would spread love and not hate, spread love and not jealousy. You know, because I've always been happy for other people. You know, when I see them successful, I'm happy and excited. Yes, all right. you know, because, hey, that's their time, that's their blessings. And if we all would become excited for others, when others are blessed or others have succeeded in life and doing great things, then guess what? If we're striving to do great things, those great things will come. So we cannot look at other people's success and, like, try to measure our success based on theirs, because we all have not been called to do the same thing. And success comes at different intervals in life. And as long as we are steadfast in what we're doing, success will come. It may take a little while. It may take longer than others. But we cannot just look at them, oh, wow, here they go again, getting another blessing. Oh, why do you keep being blessed by so many good things keep happening to them? And, you know, that's the wrong attitude to take. So the more we are grateful and happy for others and pleased and excited with them, the more blessings we also will get because of our attitude towards their blessings. Mm-hmm. And so it's so sad that people don't understand this, you know. Instead, people want to hate, and it's so very sad. But here's the other thing with the hatred and the haters out there. For all you that have haters, and I know you have some, Ricardo, I know you have some, Sarissa, and everybody else, as long as you have haters, you best believe you're doing something right and people hate on you. Mm-hmm. And whenever, and here's the other thing, whenever the enemy really comes in and starts attacking you in all kinds of directions, you better hold fast, because blessings are on the way. Something big is coming. And that's how the enemy works. The enemy will try to attack you, make you get off your cue, off your square, and then cause you to miss out on your blessing that was about to come. So for those of you that are out there tonight that are feeling discouraged or dismayed or distraught or anything else negatively, guess what? Just continue to pray. Continue to give God praise and know that, hey, something good is about to happen in my life, because, hey, the enemy's coming from everywhere. So something good is on the way, definitely. So y'all best believe that. As the saying goes, you can take that to the back, y'all. But thank you for the show tonight, Ricardo. I'm truly enjoying it.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was so powerful, everything that you said. Thank you, Chinchilla. You know, I love your show, and very, very insightful. So true. I even received the last part. You know, good things are coming, you know. So I love that. That was very insightful. I think that Corinda, friendship, you know, relationships, whatever. I mean, you know, remember we were just talking about having a friend that's telling you the truth. It's important, I think, for her to have those friendships where somebody that's going to be able to pick you up. I remember one time going through something, right? And one of my friends was like, yo, I'm picking you up or whatever. You know, we're about to go out to dinner. I'm like, nah, like, I'm good. You feel me? Like, I was just feeling a little down or whatever. I'm like, nah, I'm good. They, like, literally pulled up, like, bro, like, we take it, like, literally, like, I'm outside. You get what I mean? Like, and I literally, like, felt like I got an extra win. You get what I mean? I literally felt like, dang, like, you know what I mean? It took my mind off of whatever I was going through and I was facing, and it made me feel good. And I think it's important to also have those friendships, those relationships, that when you are down and out or whatever, that you have people that's going to uplift you, that you're going to have people that literally – is going to put a mirror to your face, not like literally put a mirror in your face, but figuratively, like, and show you yourself and speak life into you. You get what I mean? And let you know, like, that better days are ahead. Because a lot of times, like, when you're going through stuff, you feel like the world is over. You feel like you're the only person that's going through it. So I that's why I know it's so, so important to have those friendships, you know, where people could just, they could uplift you. You get what I'm saying? Or even if they not doing their best, you feel me? They're like, listen, we could be around each other, like Ms. Chinchilla was saying, pray with each other. You feel me? You know, just, I don't know, like speaking positive things. I have this thing that I got from Big Lots, and it's like a friend, and it's on there. It's like, be loving, be caring, be all of these different things. So I was just like, when I have moments or whatever, I could sit on my couch and look at that stuff. And just, you know, sometimes, like, encourage yourself, you know. And I also think I want to let also people know, and I'm going to let you chime in on Corinda, I want people to also learn how to be their own best friend too.
I think
it's important to also have a relationship with yourself. Get to know yourself. You get what I'm saying? I don't think there's nothing wrong with taking yourself out to dinner. At first, I used to be like, man, I'm going to be a weirdo, be the only one. You get what I'm saying? But I've done it one time. Like, I went out for breakfast just by myself. I went to the movies by myself. Like, you get what I'm saying? I've done some things by myself because I recognize, you know, whatchamacallit got that song, I'm going to be my best friend, be my own best friend. And I think Beyonce, right, Curtis?
Yes, it's just
Me, Myself, and I.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And she talks about being her own best friend. So I think also if we're going to be friends to other people and expect, have these expectations, I think it's important for us to also be our own best friend. Yeah. You get what I mean? I think it's important for us to take that time to learn how to isolate, because there's some people out there currently, they don't know how to be by themselves. It's sometimes, and I remember listening to it, it was funny, to the Tyler Perry show, and the guy was just saying, you know, I'm sad and all this, my wife cheated, da-da-da. He was just like, listen, literally, it's people, Corinda, that literally, like, you feel me, would stay in relationships with people just to say they got somebody. You get what I mean? Because they don't want to deal with themselves. They don't want to be single. You get what I mean? They could be going through so much chaos, so much confusion, but because they don't want to deal with themselves and because they don't want to be by themselves because they don't love themselves, they'll basically surrender to it all. They'll surrender to the dysfunction. They'll surrender to the chaos, the confusion, because it's like, guess what? Well, I got somebody. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's important to really love on yourself. You get what I mean? It's definitely important to love on yourself. Like, I have moments or whatever, like, I get off of work, I come home, I'm really like a house body. Like, when I ain't working or whatever and I ain't really seeing my family or nothing, like, I'm really in the crib. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really enjoy, like, my alone time. You get what I'm saying? Because also, you know what I realized too, Corinda? Sometimes people are energy suckers.
Yeah.
You ever been around somebody, a friend of, let's say, a least that you thought was a root, and you talk to people, right, and you try to encourage them, and you was feeling good that day, you talk to somebody, the next thing you know, you feel drained. Like, have you ever felt like that?
Yes, plenty of times I felt like that. Again, it goes back to always giving the person, the other person is always receiving and don't even attempt to give. It goes back to that. So that's why you got to keep pouring into yourself, because if you don't pour into yourself, you have nothing to offer anyone else.
Yes, and really, honestly and truly, like, learn what it's like to be by yourself. Learn what it's like. The thing about Corinda, she's my best friend, you feel me? But I'm working on even now being my own best friend, because if I don't know how to take care of myself, how am I going to learn how to take care of somebody else? You get what I'm saying? And, like, working on yourself, like, it's great. You get what I mean? So learn how to be your best friend. Learn how to take yourself out for dinner. Learn how to, and what I'm realizing, learn how to, you know, or I'm going to buy myself maybe this outfit this month. I'm not saying overdo it. You get what I mean? But learn how to, you know, do something nice for yourself. You get what I'm saying? And just working, like I said, on self. And those conversations, you don't really hear men, black men, you know, you don't really hear men or you don't really hear people talking about self-work and really being their own best friend. And even when we just talked about friendship and a relationship, you don't really hear people talking about having a friendship with your own self. You get what I mean? And I just think that is really, really important. Like, take care of yourself. And I was just recognizing the other day, like, being kind to yourself. You get what I mean? Like, I think that goes a long way, too, like being kind to yourself, because the mind is so, so powerful. And I'll say this maybe every show. The mind is so powerful. And when you get in your mind, and sometimes depending on what mood you're in, you get in them negative thoughts, you know, you'll start believing in the enemy. You'll start believing in the lie. So that's why it's just so important, you know, be kind to yourself. Work on yourself. If there are things, you know, within yourself that you may not feel like you're not where you want to be or whatever, you work on those things, you know. So work on yourself. Having, like I said, the right relationship, you know, with friends. Being accountable, and I think we talked about that earlier, Corinda, just about honesty. Being accountable, I guess they all kind of like go kind of tie into each other.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Being accountable, having honesty. We talked about integrity, compassion. Mm-hmm. How important do you feel like it is to have, like, if your friendships to have faith or the believe in what you believe in? Like, is that important? Is that a deal breaker?
Yes, it's a major deal breaker because, you know, again, if they just take it and bring in negativity around you, what good are they for? No good,
right.
You know? So again, the end goal is to be happy, to prosper, and, you know, to help those along the way that you can, that God, you know, appoints to you. And that's one thing we have to learn. We are not to help everybody.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and we have to leave that to God, because sometimes we take on a role and try to play God.
Mm.
So we have to be very careful. That's why we must continue to always seek his face so we can know what it is he's telling us to do.
Absolutely. We definitely got to continue to seek God's face. And sometimes when relationships and stuff don't work or friendships don't work, sometimes it could be so much friction and God is just removing, you know, them out of our lives. But a lot of times we force the hand of God and we just like, no, we feel like we know better than God do, you know. And when sometimes things come, you know, acknowledge that, again, we go back to season, reason, lifetime, leaves, branches, and roots, all right? I want to come back to that thing real quick or whatever about rescuing people after the track. So track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey, Brother L.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Now that it's over, stop calling me.
Wow, me, myself, and I. Wow, that was a pretty dope song, Corinda. Before you said something about rescuing, right, Corinda?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay, I thought we lost Corinda. I said, "Oh my God!" As she played me, myself, and I, she went out and she said, "Oh my God, I went to sleep."
You said something about rescuing, and I thought that was really, really interesting. I think it's not our job as people, you know, to rescue. And I was just saying that earlier, like, a lot of times I could say that I've been in relationships. I was watching the Pusha special or something on Bravo, and the guy that she's with or whatever was saying, in all my previous relationships, I used to always feel like I had to rescue the person. I always felt like I had to save the person. And, you know, how great would it be to be on an even playing field? You know, not necessarily saying you'll be with somebody and they're going to have the same money or degree and all that, but just the even playing field, just as far as, you know, people coming in and giving 100%, not even 50-50, but giving 100%, 100%. When I think about, even when I think about a friend, and as we talk about it on a different level, a higher level, a spiritual level, like when I pray, I say, God, I'm like, God, you my best friend. You get what I mean? And when I really truly think about the relationship with God Almighty, the one that created me, the one that knew me in when I was in my mother womb, before, when I was in his thought pattern, you know, I love the song with Beyonce, Me, Myself, and I. She said something about me, myself, and I, and that's the only one I got to the end. And I feel like I just don't have myself in it. I know that I have God. You get what I mean? And he truly, you know, keep you. You get what I mean? So when we talk about the root, you know, I feel like God is like Jesus is the ultimate root. You get what I mean? Because I remember being younger, Corinda, and I always believed there was a God, but I remember when I was real, real younger, like, you know, in my teenage years, and I remember, like, seeking God and praying and everything like that. And I remember literally me, my cousin, and my brother, we was just in a room, we was praying. Me, Tunchi, and Quail, we was praying. And literally, I literally felt like, no lie, I literally felt like I was floating. And I felt the spirit of God come in that room. And, you know, when I opened up my eyes, I was not floating. You get what I mean? But I'm telling you, it was something that is so indescribable. It was something that was better than any weed, any alcohol, any, like, it was just such a, I don't even know how to describe, you know, what I felt. You get what I mean? But I felt it, and I knew God, like, confirmed, you know, or, like, for me that day, like, yo, I'm real. You know, because, you know, you have the Bible, you have, you know, all these different things. A lot of times, sometimes people don't feel like if God is real. You get what I'm saying? But right. To have that encounter with God at such a young age, I'm like, yo, this, yo, God is real. God is real. So, again, it just goes back to, if you don't feel like you have any roots in your life or whatever, any solid roots in your life, God is the ultimate root, you know, and just lean on him. You know, God is my best friend, and I know I feel like because, you know, he's perfect, I always feel like I could be a better friend of God. You get what I mean? So I'm working on that. You got any comments on that part?
Yes. Well, like I said, God is the foundation of all things in my life. So without him, we wouldn't have life, you know? And for him to give his life so we can have everlasting life, yes. You know, that's important. And I would say we're in debt to him, but he gave us the choice to be. You know, he didn't, you know, mandate us to. He gives us a choice. He gave us a choice. And it's up to us to choose the right decision. We're old enough, we're wise enough to decipher what we, you know, what role we want to go down and what role we don't want to go down. So like you said, God is the foundation of all things. And in all things, we should praise him.
Yes.
And with that, I don't believe we can go wrong. And if we do get off track, we have to listen to our gut that tells us, hey, 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 you're getting back on track. And also that's why you have good friends to keep you accountable for your life as well.
Yes, and I also wanted to say before we go into Ngozi time, I want friends that's going to pray for me too. Pray me into my next season. Encourage me. Pray over me. You get what I'm saying? Pray for me. You know, when you like that, it's just so important, not just to have a good person in your life, not just a good friend, but also a godly friend. You get what I'm saying? That's going to pray you like heaven down to earth. You get what I mean? Because I just was thinking about that. Yeah, it's good to have a good friend, you know, but when we talked about faith or whatever, like you also want that friend that's going to be honest with you, but also that's going to pray you, you know, through, you know, when they don't have the words, but they just like, listen, I'm praying over you, my brother. I'm praying over you, my sister. And that is so important too. It's been Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Yeah.
amazing that Corinda and Ricardo said tonight. It goes back to my own personal salvation. We got to cling to God, cling to Christ. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm so glad I found the Lord. And we got to thank him for being so good to us, to be able to understand these issues, to be able to talk about it, to be able to heal ourselves with good friendship. That is what it's all about. Corinda, I know what you shared with us on our network before about, you know, your personal situations health-wise. And I'm just thanking God that you're able to come on in spite of what, you know, the devil's tried to sift you as wheat. We're proud tonight. We're happy today that God is continuing to touch your body, to be able to speak and be a, you know, be an asset to everyone around you, and also more importantly, as the topic was tonight, being a good friend. So we want to thank you very, very, very much right here on these O-N-E stations.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
And of course, tomorrow, Ricardo, we'll have you behind there, Ricardo. Tomorrow night is our most sacred night. It's a night that we talk about all year long. And it's amazing that the 7th of December is right here. It's amazing how we go through everything we're going through this linear year. And the time has come upon us, the 4th Annual Honors at O&E. Presented by Progressive Insurance and Looking Glass Entertainment, narrated by Genesis Mars Kemp tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard. We honor Jerry Petito as an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the highest award you can be bestowed to you by that academy. Then, you know, congratulations, Jerry Petito, for your hard work on 5 different stations. How about that? No doubt she should be a Lifetime Achiever. And she's our second, right behind Andrea Presley. He went in last year. And then after that, we honor Chinchilla J. What more can we say, right? Not trying to be a poet, but I do know it. As the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year for the year 2021, be presented by the former, that is Tara Strength. And then P.R. Jones getting the Commissioner's Award from Ebony Dawn Starks tomorrow. And then, what you all been waiting for, who was voted by the peers as the Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the Ola Deli Ngozi Enterprise Host of the Year, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Edward Burks, tomorrow night on these O&E stations. Thank you so much, guys, for being a part of an outstanding year. You know, sway or yay, it's been a very, very good year. Right, Frankie Sinatra? It's been a very good year. And, of course, Damon Network has advertised in the O&E, which is Ola Deli and Ngozi Enterprise, reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainmentwordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both at Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ngozi at Paris Google Plus. Ola Deli Malay and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Trenton Makes, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network. Established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or want for program tonight, oledaylay.ngozibamind@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer and Shrine 8. Ola Deli Malay, where it goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. On the honest tomorrow night, Ricardo Richard, you got 2 minutes. Let's go to the program.
All right, you guys. Again, I want to thank you guys. You know, this is the last show of the year. I'm grateful. You know, January will be a year that I've been with the network. So, again, thank you, Brother O, for the opportunity. You know, my show, we talk about so many different things, but it's, again, my first priority is always to share the gospel to the lost. I was lost, you get what I mean, before coming to God. I was a mess. So that's just always my number one priority, my relationship with him. I'm not perfect, but he is, you know, he leads me, he guides me. So I'm always going to give God glory. I'm always going to lift him up. He wants us to come to him, you know, broken, you know, come to him, you feel me? You had that bottle, you had that joint, you come to him as you is, and you're not going to stay as you are, you know. A lot of times people feel like, you know, I got to wait to get my stuff together. But it's really like you can't get your stuff together, you know, because we need something higher than who we are, you know. I want to thank also Corinda for coming on, just for looking out, you know. I love you. You know, you came on. My guest actually canceled on me at the last minute, and you came through. So I appreciate you for that. You a G for that. I just, you know, let's just love on each other, support each other, encourage each other, keep each other accountable. People are dying left and right. And that's, like I said, I just want people to really, really reconcile back to God, the Holy Spirit, ask Jesus to forgive them and turn away from a life of sin into to living a life of holiness and righteousness. Love on each other. Again, everybody check me out on Facebook, Ricardo Richard. Check me out on Instagram, Ricardo Richard. Please check my web series out. Season 1 and 2 is on YouTube, Bitter and Broken Web Series. Season 3 will be out next year. Again, I'm just a young boy from my East Trenton, you know, that just want to be used by God. I hope you guys have an amazing night. Be blessed, stay encouraged, and good night.
Well, you know what? Hey, hold on, man. I got to say something to this young man who came on during our linear year. Ricardo, thank you so much for what you've done for us on a constant basis, man. And I'm just ecstatic about you. What price has it been, you know, you being a person that loved God, just a person that just wants to do the right things. And I'm very proud of you. And, you know, as a teacher, you know, what you do for our community, for our children, it's wonderful. And I love you very, very, very much. You know, and keep being encouraged. I mean, you've been through a lot of trials and tribulations with the network this year. And you've answered them one by one. You've done everything we asked you to do. And trust me, I want to make it publicly that this young man is a great supporter. He calls into everyone's shows. And he's a model of excellence for that. All of the hosts at ORD Dynasty, let's do a better job supporting each other. Because without us, there's nothing else. And guess what, y'all? Hey, Corinda, you still hear me?
Yes, I'll hear you.
All right. This song right here is dedicated to you. It's going to be part of my definitely my testimony when I, you know, do my show with Sheriff Tito, finally, you know, exasperating all the bull, you know, the bull and all that, being able to let the world know that, you know, I found the Lord and before it was too late.
Yeah.
But in your healing, I want you and Ricardo to just listen back to my mother and father's favorite group, duo, the O'Neill Twins. And what you're going through, doesn't matter what it is and how what it looks like and how you feel, you'll be better tomorrow because joy comes. You know why? You know why, Corinda?
Why?
Because Jesus gave you water, and it was not from the well.
Give me water.